I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump refused Tuesday to rule out using military or economic action to pursue acquisition of the Panama Canal and Greenland, part of a broader expansionist agenda he has promoted since winning re-election. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has more.
Well, we need Greenland for national security purposes. I've been told that for a long time, long before I even ran.
Trump suggested he would impose tariffs on Denmark if it resists his offer to purchase Greenland, which he said is vital to U.S. national security. Denmark has said Greenland is not for sale. Trump's eldest son, Donald Jr., on Tuesday, arrived in Greenland's capital, Nuuk, on a private visit. When it comes to Panama, its president, José Raúl Mulino, has previously rejected the notion of turning the canal back to the U.S., which had owned it before handing over control to Panama in 1999.
We gave the Panama Canal to Panama. We didn't give it to China. And they've abused it. They've abused that gift. It should have never been made, by the way.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is lying in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Carter's flag-draped casket was greeted with a 21-gun salute as it arrived at the Capitol Tuesday after a journey from his home state of Georgia. Vice President Kamala Harris eulogized the nation's 39th president.
Jimmy Carter was that all-too-rare example of a gifted man who also walks with humility, modesty, and grace.
This is VOA News. Carter died December 29th at the age of 100 in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. The former president and Nobel Peace Laureate will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Thursday, when his casket will be taken to Washington's National Cathedral, where President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy at a final public memorial. Rescuers in China's Tibet region searched Wednesday for survivors trapped in rubble, a day after a powerful earthquake killed at least 126 people and injured 188 others. Chinese officials said more than 400 people have been rescued so far. Some 30,000 people have also been relocated after the quake, which destroyed more than 3,600 homes. Complicating the rescue effort was several hundred aftershocks and frigid temperatures in the region. The U.S. Geological Survey said the earthquake measured magnitude 7.1, while China's Earthquake Network Center recorded the magnitude as 6.8. About 30,000 residents in an affluent Los Angeles neighborhood have been ordered to evacuate as a massive wildfire fueled by extreme winds tore through the area Tuesday, destroying thousands of hectares of land. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Forecasters say life-threatening, destructive gusts could last for days, bringing extreme fire risk to areas that have not seen substantial rain in months.
Any people in the house?
One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident actor Steve Guttenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. singer-songwriter Peter Yarrow died Tuesday at the age of 86. Along with Noel, Paul Stuckey, and Mary Travers, Yarrow formed the renowned folk singing trio Peter, Paul, and Mary in the early 1960s. The trio had several number one hits during the decade, including Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind and the folk classic If I Had a Hammer, which they performed at the historic 1963 March on Washington. Another hit for the trio was a children's lullaby co-written by Yarrow, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn.
The trio disbanded in 1970 to pursue solo careers, but reunited 8 years later and remained together until Mary Travers' death in 2009. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.